Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me on this radio station once again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. Hope and pray the Lord will bless you today. Speak to your heart. I know that's what the Word of God's for, and that's what the preaching of the Word is for mankind to listen and receive what the Lord is trying to speak to their heart about. He can speak to every heart if they'll let Him. They open up their heart and their ears and really want to receive something from the Lord. The Lord will speak to you personally. I talk to people at different times, and people begin to say they want to hear from the Lord. But sometimes they do, but they don't. And that's the way this flesh is. We all housed in this old flesh. And I tell you, you know, some people are scared to hear the truth. They want to know it, but then they don't. But I tell you, the Word of God is what we need. The Word of God is quick and powerful, and it is sharpening a two-edged sword. It does divide the soul and spirit, joint and matter. It divides asunder. It lets us see ourselves. It lets us know where we stand with God. And that's what the Word of God's for, and that's what the preaching of the Word is. And God, it pleased God by foolishness in the preaching to say to them that believe. It's foolishness to the world. That's why it said it pleased God by the foolishness in the preaching. To the world is foolishness, but to we that are saved, it's the power of God. We love the Word of God. If you don't love the Word of God, you just need to get saved. I tell you, I love the Word. It's alive. It's alive in me. When He saved me, He changed me. He put His Holy Spirit within me. And I tell you, that day forward, I loved the Word of God. I started reading my Bible. I just wanted to read more and more about the Lord. And I wanted to pray. I wanted to get to church. I wanted to be around God's people. And I was just 8 years old when the Lord saved my soul. I tell you, I was lost and hell bound. I was troubled. I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know how to talk to no one. But the Lord knew my heart. He knew what I needed. And when I got to the house of God, I had a cousin that came and took me to church. And my mom began to go to church at the time. My daddy was in prison. And I tell you, it was hard times. And the Lord knew what I needed. And I went to church, and the man of God stood up and preached. And then even in the Sunday school hour, when my cousin was teaching, the Lord dealt with my heart, and I began to understand what I need to do to get saved. And I tell you, I began to seek the Lord, and when I sought Him with all my heart, I was saved. He saved me just like I was. I was a brand new creature in Christ right then and there. And I tell you, I wanted to read my Bible, and I did. I started reading the New Testament, and I began to just read it and begin to get alive in me. Just as a little boy, the scriptures would come to my mind. And when I go to the church and as I begin to read it and the man of God will stand up and preach it, I tell you, it just strummed the chords of my heart, my soul. And I tell you, just made melody in my heart. And I just wanted to sing and praise Him. And I tell you, it's a difference when you get saved. And the Lord can save people at different ages, and some old, some young. And He saved me young. He saved my daughter at 10 years old. She was 8 or 10 herself, and she was saved real young a couple of years ago. And the Lord dealt with her, and He saved her. And I tell you, the Lord's got to work. He's got to work for all of us, and there's reasons why. But I tell you, all that will come unto Him, He will know why it's cast out. All that can see their self, all that has understanding that they're a sinner and they need Christ and willing to give up the world and confess their sins to Him, He's already there, willing and ready to save. And that's what happened to me. And I started reading my Bible. I started testifying to my next door neighbor. I didn't just take it upon myself. The Lord opened my mouth. She had already come over. She's next door neighbor. She was a teenager, and I was just 8 years old. And my brother and my sisters and so forth, and we were there. But this young lady would come over and swing us on the swing set and things like that. And one day she was out there and I was swinging. She came over and began to swing and swing me around and so forth. And I began to tell about Jesus after I got saved, what the Lord did for me and how the life that she was living wasn't good. I mean, the Lord just brought it out of me. She was, I believe, probably around 16 years old, and she was smoking and things like that. And I tell you, the Lord just used me to speak to her about it. And she got convicted, but the Lord did something. I know it was the Lord. I couldn't tell you exactly what I said. I know it wasn't me that said it. I know it was the Lord, even at that age. But that was the Lord using me. And I tell you, I just want to be used by Him each and every day. I want to help precious souls get in. I want to help mankind, God's creation, get to heaven. I want to help God's people grow. And I got a lot of growing myself to do. I got a long, long ways to go. But I tell you, I have been called to preach and what word, God's word that I could preach that He can use me that may feed His people. I'm willing and ready. I want to do it. I want to see them blessed. I want to see them grow in grace and knowledge of the truth and be able to get out there with hands quick and strong and win the loss to Jesus before it's everlasting too late. I tell you what we do. We need to do it quickly. Time's passing away. And what we need to do, we need to not to delay, but we need to go on and northward. We need to go on and fight a good fight and win them before it's all over, because it's going to come a time. It's going to be a day when it's going to be too late to work. It's going to be dark and dim and no longer be light in the world. The Lord's going to get His church out, and we are the light of the world. We that are saved, we're born again. We're the light, and we're to be a good light, a bright and shining light to a lost and dying world. But one day the Lord Jesus is coming after His church, His purchased possession that He bought with His precious blood He shed at Calvary. He bought us, He purified us by His blood, and He's coming back to get all of His people back and take them home to be with Him. And then it's going to get dark and dim, and that's when tribulation is going to start, and that's when pure hell's going to break loose on this earth. But right now God's people's here. Before the Lord destroyed the first world by a flood, He got Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives out. He got them all out, and then the flood came and destroyed. Before He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, He got Lot and his wife and his two daughters out, no doubt. And she turned to a pillar of salt because she looked back and lusted. And that's exactly what happened to you. If you saved and born again, you turned your back and you look back where what God brought you out of. And I tell you, you'll just turn to a pillar of salt. We that are saved are the salt of the earth. And the Bible said, if the salt is lost its saltness, wherefore can it be used? It's good for nothing, cast down and trod down on the foot of men. But the Bible said, if we're living right and we're trusting the Lord, we're the salt and we're the light, and we can help those that's out in the world. It's our job, it's our duty, our obligation to win and be a good example to a lost and dying world. But if we live like the world, we smell like the world, and we walk like the world and talk like the world, we have lost our influence. We've lost our testimony. We'll be like Lot. The Bible said he was like one that mocked. They mocked him. They didn't believe him when he went to tell the others there that God was going to destroy the two cities with fire and brimstone because of the predominant sin of homosexuality was down there. And God was not pleased with it. It's an abomination to the Lord thy God. It tells us that in the Word of God. And so God said, I'm going to destroy it. And so Lot could only get his wife and two daughters out. That's the only one, less than five souls, I believe it was, that was saved. And the Bible said they got them out. And that's what the Lord's going to do when he comes back again after his church. He's going to get his church out first, and then pure hell's going to break loose on earth. But the Bible tells us today in the book of 1 Peter, verse 15, chapter 1, it says, but as ye have been, for as ye have which have called you, the Bible said, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The Lord has called us, he's holy. The Lord Jesus is holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He's holy. He's the holy one. He's the righteous one. He's the only one that's clean and upright before God. Only one that lived holy. Only one that was perfect, that could live perfect. And I tell you, we're sinners. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, born in sin. We go forth speaking lies from our mother's womb. There's nothing good. There's none righteous. No, not one. All we like sheep gone astray. But the Lord has laid iniquity of us all upon His Son. And by His stripes we're healed, because He is the righteous servant, the suffering servant, the one that knew no sin but became sin for you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. And so therefore He's holy. But we Bible said, the book of Peter tells us to live holy, because we have the Holy One living inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Godhead that lives and reigns in our life. It ought to reign in our life. But when you live and you protect the sin and run after the world and you go back into the things that God brought you out of, You're not living holy, but you're living unclean. And the Bible said we're not to do that. We're to be clean. He told the children of Israel when he brought them out of Egyptian bondage, he told them, he said, now, you're not to eat of these certain things. You to be clean before me, and you only eat the things that are clean and the things that I've ordained for you. And so he told them to be clean. He told Moses, he gave Moses the law and the things and the animals that should be sacrificed for sin and for the things that are unclean. When a woman that, when a lady, when she began and she have a child, whether it's a son or a daughter, there was a different time period there that she would purify herself, and there was a time that for the purifying of her blood, and then after that she would go before the priest and so forth, and then she would bring a sacrifice, and they would offer that sacrifice and so forth, so she would be clean. And so it was with the lepers as well, that when they would go before the priest and they would look upon them and see if it was leprosy that's gotten down into the skin, and they'd have to be put aside and be brought away from all because it was contagious, no doubt. I believe some was contagious, maybe some wasn't, but there was times, and the Lord began to tell them about these type of things, that there's things we're not to partake of and things we ought not to eat. And we did the same. We're not to partake of the world. The things, the world's unclean, it's ungodly, it's unrighteous. And we're to love God and put Him first and eat of the good Word of God. That's the good thing. That's the clean of the world. The things that are clean is the Word of God. And that's what we ought to do. And the Bible tells us that all manner of food is good, and we ought to eat after we pray over our food, and we ought to ask God to purify it and clean it up. But I don't go about eating things that some things I do eat, and some things I shouldn't eat, and I ask God to help me with it. Or I eat a little pork sometimes. I pray over it. I don't feel greedy about it, but I don't eat a lot of it, and I don't think we should, and because the fact that, for one, it's not healthy for you. But if the Lord convicts me and tells me no more pork, I won't be eating no more pork. But I tell you, I pray over my food, and I pray over all of it, and I want God to bless it. But most of all, I don't want to be hung up on those type of things. I want to be clean in the sight of God. I want to live righteous. I want to live holy. I want to keep myself clean from the sin and the things of the world and of the flesh. I want to crucify it and put it to death. But He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Thus saith the Lord. He said, the Lord is without respect of person. He going on to say how we're redeemed, not by corruptible things of silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without spot, lamb without blemish. That's how a man is justified. That's how you get purified. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world. And the Bible said, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. He says, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit and the unfinished love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. See that you love a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's how you get saved. Being born again, you must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. You got to be born again. You can be a righteous man. He was a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin court. He knew about the law, no doubt. He went and did what the law said do about his sin. But he didn't know Christ. He didn't know the lawgiver. He was lost. And so Jesus told him, good example, that just like the lost church member today, we got a lot of them like that today, and they're trying to be justified by the works of joining the church, being baptized in the water, all these type of things. But you got to know, you must be born again. You got to repent of your sin. You got to call on the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin by blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. So you got to come to Him, and the blood's already been shed. The price has been paid. All you got to do is believe and trust in Him and repent of your sins and call on the name of Jesus, and He'll save you, and you'll never be the same. My time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.